Compliments of the season, and welcome to TedFund Radio Links, a flagship radio series that keeps you abreast with the workings and interventions of the Tertiary Education Trust Fund, TedFund. I am your host, Jeremiah Amedu. Today on the program, we shall bring you a continuation of the highlights on the recent 2 days workshop for the TedFund Centers of Excellence held in Abuja last week. This will then be followed by our commentary segment. But all these and many more shall come after TedFund on the news. Please stay with us. Good things are happening to the Nigerian public tertiary education. Today, our universities, polytechnics, and colleges of education all have every cause to smile. This is as a result of the positive interventions of the Tertiary Education Trust Fund, TedFund, positioned to take our public tertiary education to greater heights and transform the Nigerian education system through transparent management of the 2% of education tax fund. With over 2,800 scholarships, over 6,167 local scholarships under its academic staff training and development, to assist lecturers obtain master's and doctorate degrees, as well as over 16,000 local and foreign conferences and workshops for academic and non-academic staff. TedFund is geared towards ensuring quality content for the sector. Things have never looked so good. Till date, TedFund has delivered over 30,000 physical projects to tertiary institutions made up of classrooms, lecture theatres, books, micro-teaching laboratories, and many more. TedFund, the world-class interventionist agency in Nigeria's public tertiary education, is working. Welcome back to TedFund Radio Links, your darling radiocast on the activities of the Tertiary Education Trust Fund, TedFund. It's now time for TedFund on the news. Emily Ojemudia is on standby. Over to you, Emily.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Welcome to the news segment, the headlines. Qualitative higher education necessary for national development, TedFund. 226 tertiary institutions to access 500 billion naira from TedFund in 2021. Plus, TedFund calls for sustainable education tax collection to boost tertiary education. Now, details of the news. Professor Suleiman Boguru, the Executive Secretary, Tertiary Education Trust Fund, TedFund, says qualitative higher education is necessary for national development. Boguru made the assertion in Lagos at the 2020 Joint TedFund and Federal Inland Revenue Service Interactive Forum with administrators, contributors, and tertiary institutions in the Southwest Zone. Boguru said that education played a key role in the ability of a developing country to absorb modern technology and the capacity for self-sustaining growth and development. He added that the Interactive Forum had continued to be one of the fund's annual platforms for strategic discussions and engagement with FIRS on education tax. The management of the Tertiary Education Trust Fund, TedFund, has disclosed that about 226 tertiary institutions in the country would access 500 billion naira from the fund in 2021. It said the fund set that target of 500 billion naira as education fund for the Federal Inland Revenue FIRS in 2021, considering the magnitude of challenges facing tertiary education in Nigeria. The management of the Tertiary Education Trust Fund, TedFund, has stated that about 226 tertiary institutions in the country would access 500 billion naira from the fund in 2021. It said the fund set that target of 500 billion naira as education tax for the Federal Inland Revenue Service, FIRS, in 2021, considering the magnitude of challenges facing tertiary education in Nigeria. The chairman, Board of Trustees of TedFund, Alhaji Kashim Imam, stated this in Ilorin, Okwara State Capital, during an inspection tour of all the TedFund projects executed at the University of Ilorin, Okwara State Polytechnic, Ilorin, Okwara State University, Malete, and the Nigeria Army School of Education, Subi Barak, Ilorin. The inspection tour was on the sidelines of the joint interactive session organized by the fund in conjunction with the FIRS for Education stakeholders in the north central zone of the country in Ilorin. He added that the synergy between the FIRS and TET Fund is vital to the transformation that is evident in the public tertiary institutions nationwide. In his remarks, the Executive Secretary of TET Fund, Professor Suleiman Boguru, represented by the Director of Finance, Idris Seidu, said TET Fund is striving to change the narratives by taking practical steps to put the nation on a revolutionary path of a knowledge-based economy. And that's the news segment. Thank you for staying tuned. My name is Emily Ujemudia. Back now to Jerry for the rest of the program.
Thank you, Emily. We will take a breather here. After the break, we shall bring you high points of the 2 days training workshop held in Abuja for the newly established TET Fund Centers of Excellence. Please stay tuned.
Good things are happening to the Nigerian public tertiary education. Today, our universities, polytechnics, and colleges of education all have every cause to smile. This is as a result of the positive interventions of the Tertiary Education Trust Fund, TET Fund, positioned to take our public tertiary education to greater heights and transform the Nigerian education system through transparent management of the 2% of education tax fund. With over 2,800 scholarships, over 6,167 local scholarships under its academic staff training and development, to assist lecturers obtain master's and doctorate degrees, as well as over 16,000 local and foreign conferences and workshops for academic and non-academic staff. TET Fund is geared towards ensuring quality content for the sector. Things have never looked so good. Till date, TET Fund has delivered over 30,000 physical projects to tertiary institutions made up of classrooms, lecture theatres, books, micro-teaching laboratories, and many more. TET Fund, the world-class interventionist agency in Nigeria's public tertiary education, is working.
Welcome back. If you are just joining us, this is TET Fund Radio Links, your up-to-date series on TET Fund's educational interventions across Nigeria's public tertiary institutions. Still on the 2 days workshop held in Abuja for the 12 newly established TET Fund Centers of Excellence, an event that played host to high-powered dignitaries in the academia and industry. We now bring you high points of the event, starting with the Director Research and Development at the TET Fund, Dr. Salihu Bakari Girai.
Our vision is to be a world-class interventionist agency, and precisely, I believe, centers of excellence are expected to be world-class centers of learning. We are world-class because, for those who might not know, some countries have come to Nigeria and studied TET Fund and have implemented. In fact, they have established a similitude of TET Fund. We have Ghana that has GET Fund. We have Tanzania. We have other countries that have actually understudied TET Fund and they are actually implementing what we are implementing here. So that's why we call ourselves also a center of excellence. It's a mirror that others are copying. We are very much pleased, and personally very much pleased and passionate, that 3 weeks ago there was a meeting where allocation letters were distributed to 12 universities for 12 TET Fund Centers of Excellence. Luckily for me, the chairman of the BOT was present there personally, not represented, and the executive secretary was there personally, not represented. Precisely 3 weeks later, the chairman of the BOT is here personally, together with the ES of the fund, personally to witness the opening of this training workshop for TET Fund Centers of Excellence. This speaks volumes. My executive secretary is a visionary leader, highly innovative, and is always thinking about what can we do to change the narrative of our universities. How can our universities compete favorably with any other center of learning in the world? Because universities are supposed to be universal institutions. He has always said this since he came in 2014, that we must cease to be local universities. We can only be competitive if you say University of Maiduguri and you don't have, somebody doesn't have to ask you where is that located. Or University of Uyo, and someone will not have to ask you, is that in Zimbabwe? So this has been his focus. The focus is, let our universities be competitive. Let our universities attract foreign students. Let our universities be counted as those universities that are contributing to knowledge economy. universities that can compete favorably with any other university in the world. And believe me, we can do it because we were doing it before. The ES reminded me some few weeks ago that the University of Ibadan used to rank 8th in the Commonwealth of 54 nations. But believe me, before this team, before the ES came, University of Ibadan was not even ranked among the 1,000 universities. In fact, no Nigerian university could be ranked favorably, even among African universities. And this was not only embarrassing, but unacceptable. So a lot of intervention, targeted intervention projects have been initiated, iconic projects, infrastructure, laboratories, you know, content intervention, library development, academic staff training and development. If you look at the need assessment of Nigerian universities, before our intervention in scholarships, for example, less than 50% of 60% of academic staff universities had a PhD. And a PhD is the minimum teaching qualification in universities. So in other words, anybody without a PhD is not qualified to teach. So all those intervention, targeted as well as integrated intervention projects have been initiated by the ES, supported by the BOT, and that's why the universities are now transforming into what looks like universities. We are not there yet, but the target the ES keeps saying is that we must be competitive and we must transform Nigeria into a knowledge economy. Otherwise, what are universities for? So this is why these TEDFund Centers of Excellence, or let me say this is one of the reasons why TEDFund Centers of Excellence was initiated by the ES, and it was embraced by the BOT, supported by the Honorable Minister, and approved by the President. We cannot have a better team than we have today. The ES said it last 3 weeks, that we cannot just issue allocation letters and allow you to go on your own. We want to make sure that these centers of excellence are truly centers of excellence, so that they can really reflect the letter and spirit of the centers of excellence. And that's why this 2 days workshop is organized by the fund, so that we interact, let's understand the concept, let's see how we can operate seamlessly, and let's see how those centers of excellence, in fact, the BOT chairman insists that we cannot just give money and we don't talk about sustainability of those centers. If we don't have a sustainability, we can as well forget about it. So that's why we are carefully organizing this center workshop with resource persons coming from within the university system that have operated African centers of excellence that are funded by the World Bank. Let's share our ideas. Let's see how we can move forward and make those centers truly centers as in a sustainable manner. Of course, I will not say the ES and the chairman said it 3 weeks ago, that next year too, there will be more centers of excellence that will be established. And their target is that every year, there will be more, until all our universities transform into centers of excellence.
That was the Director of Research and Development at the Tertiary Education Trust Fund, TEDFund, Dr. Salihu Bakari Girei. TEDFund Radio Links crew also spoke with participants and resource persons at the event. Let's take a listen.
My name is Professor Oluwatoyin Ogunjikpe, the Vice Chancellor of the University of Lagos. Well, I want to say that personally, I'm excited that TEDFund is putting up something like this, knowing the vision of the ES TEDFund some years back when we went to the US for our training in the area of innovation, in the area of research and development, and this is being actualized now, and also for the interest of the chairman of TEDFund. So today, University of Lagos is one of the newly created Center of Excellences by TEDFund. So this is to expose us to how we are going to utilize the fund, the expectation of government concerning these centers, and also what we are to bring in into the program. The number of students, the number of people that we are going to train, our community contribution, our research, our innovation, and in the area of research and development. So my own take from this is the impact we are going to have locally and at the international level.
Thank you very much. Now, talking about the impact you're going to have locally and internationally, let's start. What's your role as a center of excellence, UNILAG?
Well, we have so many centers of excellence, but this one is in the area of biodiversity. And if you look at our location, we have different locations. We have the wetland, we have the lagoon, we have the forest, and also the sub-Sahara area. So we are going to make sure that we use the fund to support the needs that are needed in the area of biodiversity, conservation, and development.
How would you rate the quality of TED Fund's intervention?
Well, I think you're asking the question from the person that is already converted, because to the glory of God, I have benefited from the National Research Fund, myself, my research colleagues, and even my PhD student. As of today, we are utilizing about five from the NRF. I led some. So we are talking of over 200 million from that fund in the area of research grants. And even my university, University of Lagos, we have a lot of research grants from TED Fund. In the area of physical development, we have TED Fund project, and by next year we are going to have some other project that will take off in the area of infrastructure. In the area of funding for people going for their PhD abroad, we have lots of our young colleagues that have traveled to various universities outside the country and have come back. And there are some that we are processing now. For those people that are to go abroad for their conferences, I have benefited when I was younger in the system, and there are so many people that are benefiting now. So the impact of TED Fund in the development of higher education in Nigeria needs to be properly assessed. That is the challenge. Need to be properly assessed. The information need to be properly disseminated. And also, we must let the nation know that what TED Fund is doing is to support what federal government is doing, not in silos, working together for the development of tertiary education in Nigeria and globally.
Now, this will prompt my final question. Now, talking about the recent activities on research, you talk about the inauguration of the Standing Committee on Research and Development. You're talking about centers of excellence and all of the activities by TED Fund on research. What's your take on this?
My take is that Rome was not built in a day. Show me any country that is doing well all over anywhere in the world, then I will point to a country that is funding research. Just like the chairman of TED Fund said, Alhaji Kashim, that if you look at the amount of money US is pumping into the research, and that is why today, whether you like it or not, US is still relevant globally. In Africa now, there is need for us to take our proper place. Maybe apart from South Africa, Nigeria now, the way we are going to overtake South Africa. As long as we continue to hammer on that issue, research. Research that are demand-driven. Research that will solve our local problem. Research that will be relevant to our needs.
I am a Professor Olukayode Akinyemi, and I'm the center leader for the Center of Excellence in Agricultural Development and Sustainable Environment, Federal University of Agriculture, Abeokuta.
After this event, what do you expect from the participants?
Thank you very much. It's been very exciting, and I'm happy that the participants were also very participatory. Now, I expect that from now, the participants hit the ground running. They've been given the mandates, they've been given the structures to take off as TED Fund centers of excellence. And the good thing is that now they have people who have gone through it, who have the experience of 5 years, of 2 years, of 3 years down the ladder. And that's what we have come to share with them here. So I expect them to start very, very effectively, to take off very effectively, and also to latch on the experiences of those who have gone ahead of them to be able to develop a very clear-cut plan on how to execute the mandates they have, and also to be able to always get in touch with some of these people who have the experiences so that they can pick up along the line.
Thank you very much. Now, earlier the presenter talked about the value that center of excellence also can create for the universities, apart from the research results and all of that. She talked about revenue generation. What do you have to say about that?
That's the key, and that's the way to go. And 5 years down the line, this money will stop, and yet the centers of excellence must be sustained. A center of excellence is a center that, after the funding, is able to even expand beyond the scope with which it started. And so I expect that right from the beginning, they understand the sustainability principles. It's not at the end, it's right from now. What can they do to ensure that there's a regular inflow? And these are some of the things we have told them. So they are looking at the products, they are recruiting students into the center of excellence who are going to pay. And so that contributes to a revenue flow into the system. They're also thinking about products, the kind of things that they can patent to solve needs, problems of industries, so that industries can also have a buy-in and contribute money into the system. The third one is that they are publishing in high impact factors so that people can see what they are doing and also bring money into the system. Because when they see what you are doing, you are solving national problems, you are developing new things, people will contribute into it and money can come in. But I want to say that these monies, as they come in, they should warehouse them in such a way that they are not even spending them now. They are looking at it that when this sponsorship of TED Fund finishes, then they can now begin to use that for sustainability. That's what World Bank did to us. World Bank asked us that as the money comes in, we warehouse the money with a proper understanding of the university management, that this money is untouchable. It's for sustainability. So when money comes in, year one, year two, year three, year four, year five, properly warehoused, so that at the end of the day, when the World Bank stops the funding, they use that for sustainability.
Thank you very much. This brings us to TED Fund funding, TED Fund Centers of Excellence. What's your take on this move by TED Fund?
It's extremely welcome. It's extremely welcome because we, just like I showed in my presentation, before World Bank came in to sponsor Centers of Excellence, we had all kinds of issues with respect to infrastructures in the universities, with respect to accreditation quality assurance programs, with respect to the quality of our curriculum at the postgraduate level and all of that. But when World Bank came in, all of these things were completely revamped. Now we are talking about international accreditation. These are things that never happened in the history of Nigeria. So our programs now can stand at par with programs in Germany, in US. So the same thing will now happen to these centers of excellence. All of these programs now, 12 of them, it means that whatever programs they establish, they can now stand at par. Students can come from Europe to take some credits here because it's now internationally accredited and take those credits back to their universities to continue their programs. Somebody can do year one here and go and continue year two there because the program is at par. So it's a very welcome development. We only hope and pray and wish that it's extremely successful so that at the end of the day, all the objectives are realized.
So finally, how would you rate TED Fund's intervention across Nigeria's tertiary institutions?
That's a question that even a blind man can see, and a deaf can hear, and a dumb can speak. Without TED Fund, we can't be anywhere. Go to any university in Nigeria, you see footprints, you see fingerprints, if you like, you see thumbprints, if you like, of TED Fund and TED Fund and TED Fund everywhere.
Welcome back. After the break, Olayemi Daniel brings you commentary of the day.
Good things are happening to the Nigerian public tertiary education. Today, our universities, polytechnics, and colleges of education all have every cause to smile. This is as a result of the positive interventions of the Tertiary Education Trust Fund, TET Fund, positioned to take our public tertiary education to greater heights and transform the Nigerian education system through transparent management of the 2% of education tax fund. With over 2,800 scholarships, over 6,167 local scholarships under its academic staff training and development, to assist lecturers obtain master's and doctorate degrees, as well as over 16,000 local and foreign conferences and workshops for academic and non-academic staff. TED Fund is geared towards ensuring quality content for the sector. Things have never looked so good. Till date, TED Fund has delivered over 30,000 physical projects to tertiary institutions made up of classrooms, lecture theatres, books, micro-teaching laboratories, and many more. TED Fund, the world-class interventionist agency in Nigeria's public tertiary education, is working.
Welcome back to TED Fund Radio Links. Olayemi Daniel is on standby with the commentary. Over to you, Olayemi.
Thank you, Jerry. Today's commentary is on Professor Bogoro's giant strides at TED Fund. It is written by Tahir Mukhtar. The Tertiary Education Trust Fund, TEDFUND, is a body set up by the federal government to arrest the rot and deterioration in the educational infrastructure occasioned by long periods of neglect and very poor resource allocation. Tertiary Education Trust Fund, formerly Education Trust Fund, ETF, was established as an intervention agency by the Education Tax Act No. 7 of 1993 and subsequently amended in 1998. This law empowered the then ETF to intervene at all levels of education, primary, secondary and tertiary, in public institutions. In 2011, Education Trust Fund ETF was renamed TEDFUND by the ETF Act No. 16 and refocused to intervene in only public tertiary institutions, universities, polytechnics and colleges of education for maximum impact. Tertiary Education Trust Fund Act 2011 imposes a 2% education tax on the profit of all registered companies operating in Nigeria. Tertiary Education Trust Fund is charged with the responsibility to manage, disburse, and monitor the education tax to public tertiary institutions in Nigeria. Tertiary Education Trust Fund administers the tax imposed by the Act and disburses the amount of tertiary educational institutions at federal and state levels. Specifically, TEDFUND's cardinal objective is to provide the badly needed funds to support tertiary education, provide scholarship and grants for staff to enhance the productivity and quality of higher education. TEDFUND interventions are anchored on the following areas: normal intervention, library intervention, research grant, academic staff training and development, publication of journals, manuscript development, and conference attendance. Professor Suleiman Bogoro is the TEDFUND's executive secretary. Under his leadership, the fund was able to deploy ICT in all its operations of TEDFUND. This has placed TEDFUND on the global pedestal of ICT-driven public agencies with a model website in Nigeria. In the area of in-house reforms, Mr. Bogoro has reshaped the personnel, security, service delivery, and professionalism, making TEDFUND a more organized interventionist agency. Mr. Bogoro also improved access of funds and compliance with contractual obligations, evolving new strategies to achieve the same with a faster and more effective access of funds to the expectations of all stakeholders. He also geared the development of a framework which institutionalizes a 5-year strategic plan for TEDFUND, making the institutionalized strategic plan as an integral planning methodology. He also flagged off new additional innovations in research, interface with industry and publications to support and institutionalize research and development R&D in Nigerian tertiary institutions. There is also the establishment and support for TEDFUND centers of excellence in tertiary institutions, consistent with global practices, helping to enhance rating of Nigeria's tertiary institutions. Under his leadership, TEDFUND won the 2020 Award for Service Excellence by the Servicom unit of the fund in recognition of its commendable performance and innovations in R&D programs. The award was presented by the National Coordinator of Servicom, Mrs. Nnenna Akajemili, during the 2020 TEDFUND Customer Week themed Tertiary Education Trust Fund, Reimagined Service Delivery in the Face of the COVID-19 Pandemic Era, held at the fund's office in Abuja recently. Speaking at the event, Servicom National Coordinator lauded the giant strides recorded by the Professor Suleiman Elias Bogoro-led management at TEDFUND, as well as the formulation and publication of the fund's service charter and support to the Servicom arm of the fund. Mrs. Akajemili advised staff of the fund to apply new strategies in service delivery that reflect the new normal brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic, urging them to nurture an environment of healthy competition in the workplace.
And on this note, we wish to say a very big thank you to you, our esteemed listener, for always being with us on the program TEDFUND Radio Links. And on behalf of the executive producer, Professor Suleiman Elias Bogoro, the executive secretary of TEDFUND, the supervising director and head public affairs department, Mr. Onyangi Abdulmumin, and the entire TEDFUND Radio Links production crew, I am Jeremiah Amedu, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Bye for now.